Ryan S. from Mission Viejo.
I'm Ryan. I'm an alcoholic. That's a lot of people. I'm grateful to be here, grateful to be sober. It's kind of amazing to the fact that I'm here wearing like a tie and a button-up shirt, and I'm sober, and I'm talking to all you people. Yeah, I never would have guessed this is where my life would have ended up, but I'm grateful that it has, and can't believe I'm going to say this, too. I'm grateful to be an alcoholic, like to know that I'm an alcoholic. The things that have come from knowing I'm an alcoholic, like I don't think I would have had any of those experiences if I didn't know I was an alcoholic. Anyways, what it was like, born and raised in Orange County, Mission Viejo, California, which is a pretty nice place. I wasn't from the streets. I didn't have a physically abusive family. Had plenty of opportunities and privileges, played sports growing up, Boy Scouts, and had an attempt at private school, but didn't last very long there. What else did I do? Went on church retreats and camps, even played music for the church band. Was a pretty decent student, even though I hated school growing up. I don't know when that started exactly, but I think when they started giving out homework, I was like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm over it. Like, but still managed to get through school. But, you know, I graduated high school, didn't really do much college, still haven't. But, you know, growing up, all those things that I had mentioned, like baseball and football and church camp and Boy Scouts and all that stuff, you know, the behaviors were there long before I took the first drink. I got kicked out of everything. You know, literally all those things I mentioned, I was either excluded from or kicked out of, just because, you know, I didn't know. I just thought the world was supposed to run the way that I thought it should be ran. You know, that selfish self-centeredness, it was pretty bad, and it was creating a lot of friction. You know, the book talks about we often dominate people or force people to take care of us. I'm paraphrasing there, but, you know, I would dominate people into taking care of me. You know, I would make their life so miserable. Like, you know, like it would be very clear that if they didn't do what I wanted, you know, their life was going to be just as miserable as mine. And, but, you know, I was ignorant at the time. Like, I didn't know how the world worked. I thought I did. You know, I'm one of those people who can appear smarter than a lot of the people in the room, you know, and I really, truly believe that. I had a lot of if I can run circles around you intellectually, then you got nothing for me. And I see you back there. That's crazy you're here. Sorry about that. Anyways, yeah, so moving forward, I had my first drink maybe at like 7 or 8. You know, I have a large Italian and Irish family. You know, they weren't scared to let me try whatever. But I didn't start stealing stuff and, you know, driving drunk at the age of 6. Like, I didn't need a drink constantly. Like, that didn't happen. But somewhere I did cross the invisible line, and I think it was in my late teens. I got kicked out of my own, that's another thing I got kicked out of, was my own house that I was raised in. I was asked to leave at 16, totally sober, and I managed to make it work, just out of spite. Like, spite is one of my greatest tools. I can do almost anything just out of spite. Like, you tell me I can't do it, I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna let you know that I've done it, and done it better than anybody. And that worked for me for a while, but, you know, I crossed that line. Things got really bad, really fast. I treat my alcoholism with a lot more than just alcohol, just about anything. If it's women or drugs, or I haven't really had a food problem, but, you know, just about anything, just the behaviors, like the rush of stealing stuff. You know, I was a klepto for a long time. Just anything to change what was going on. And, you know, for a couple years, it was manageable. It started out as just something fun, and it turned into something that needed to be done just to get out of bed. I couldn't get out of bed without some sort of chemical. put into my system, and you know, that it was fun for about 3 years. I started drinking and smoking when I turned 21, and then it became a daily thing. Had some falling outs with the relationships that were left, and picked up some other habits that were immediately daily. Got introduced to a prescription that became my favorite means of treating my alcoholism, and within 3 years, I had lost everything. I was homeless. I was doing geographics. I was in and out of sober livings. About 4 years, 5 years after that, I was arrested a few times, and all of a sudden, I was facing 7 to 10 years in prison. So that didn't wake me up, though. I was just in a state of compliance. They offered me drug court, and that's what I did, and I was pretty much fine during that. But as soon as those threats were gone, like, I went right back to it. This continued for a while longer, in and out of treatment centers. I started using it 21, I'm 33 now. The last 7 years have been just miserable for the most part. Finally came into AA and out of spite agreed that I would pray to something. This isn't, I'm just, you're going to laugh. Like, you're going to regret ever inviting me to this. It's not going to work, and you're going to have to watch me go through this. This is dumb, but I prayed for real to something that I didn't believe was there, and I was adamant that it wasn't going to answer, and something weird happened. Like, I fell asleep very easily that night, and the one thing I did agree to do was remain open-minded, willing to be open-minded, and willing to be honest. And so the question was really not, it wasn't a statement of there is no God. It's like, how, maybe it is. Like, why couldn't it be? And that started changing everything. So my first time in working a 12-step program, like within 3 months, actually, started doing some 9-step work, turned myself into the state of California. I was on probation here and in Oregon. In one day, I turned myself in, and in one day, tell me, like, no person can do this, but got off probation in California, called up to my PO in Oregon, got off probation up there, and got my driver's license reinstated all in one day. So that's, like, that's pretty godlike, I guess, you know? Like, that's an easy one to be like, maybe there is a God, you know, that does stuff. Anyways, there's been those coincidences, you know? Those are the things that I look for. The only time that I've had the obsession removed is when I'm working these spiritual principles that AA talks about. I don't necessarily wish that I would have started them sooner, because all the pain and crap that I've gone through, like, it's absolutely necessary for me to be where I am today, so I try not to beat myself up about the past anymore, because it is part of who I am now. And for anybody here who's going through some weird stuff or going through some pain and everything, you know, all that stuff can be for a reason. It doesn't have to be in vain. It can put you in a position to be able to help somebody where nobody else can. And, you know, thank you all for being here. Thank you for listening. And I'm Ryan. I'm an alcoholic.